This is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I want to welcome you to another edition of Direct from the Expo Live, ISE 2026. It's an exciting show, huh?
It's a very exciting show. Glad to be here. Yeah. Great to see you again.
Well, I do want to introduce a good friend of mine, and this is truly a friend of mine. We're going to catch up. Ollie Henderson, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's been a fun morning already. We've already got one product launch under our belt, so excited to talk to you.
Well, I want to hear about the product, but let's go ahead and take a step back because I want to pick your brain.
Yeah.
I think of you as an industry expert right now. And let's talk about workplace trends, right? Mm-hmm. So you're talking to a lot of customers. What do you think are the right trends that they are talking about or what you see is taking place?
Yeah, I think a few years ago we were talking about return to the office. I think we're there. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty clear. It's now, how is that space being utilized? Mm-hmm. So from a facilities and management standpoint, real estate's expensive world that we live in. So we need to be able to help those decision makers make more enhanced and informed decisions on how that space has been used. And also we need to be so much more mindful of the remote user still. Making sure in a small meeting room, is there a difference to how a large meeting room reacts?
Yeah.
All of the above, you know?
Yeah, you know, so it is still the word of hybrid work, but at this point in time, it's as important for the people in the room as the people out of the room as well too, right?
Oh, without any shadow of a doubt. I don't think we've been at a place where it's more critical to look after everyone's experience.
Yeah.
You know, those in the room need to be able to signal a hand raise or a mute. Those outside of the room need to be able to be seen clearly when they want to interject in the room meeting.
Okay.
So it's equity all around.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's even go even further in. You talked to a lot of customers. Mm-hmm. What is top of mind for customers when they're looking for these solutions, these collaboration solutions?
I would suggest that it's scalability.
Okay.
Scalability is really key. So, you know, they don't want 101 different solutions to solve all of their use cases from small into medium rooms. They would like a core of products that allow you to scale up and down the spectrum.
Okay. So the idea that they can find a solution that can meet them wherever they are in their different size rooms. Great. Check. Got that. What else are they talking about?
Simplicity. Really. We're not in a complex world anymore. We've seen how the markets for consumer goods have had an impact on the commercial markets.
Yeah.
People know how easy their tech is at home, and they need that simplicity in the workplace as well. People aren't going to spend a lot of time and set up in methodical queries and things like that. They need to be able to get the kit in, get it working, and operational.
Deployment, plug and play, sounds great. All right, there's got to be more also. What's another one?
Definitely manageability.
Okay.
If you've got a large fleet, you know, we're lucky enough at Jabra that a lot of our customers are global accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They're into the hundreds and thousands of rooms. If you have to deploy boots on the ground to those rooms, Craig, it's eye-watering sums of money.
Right.
So you need a guy to be able to sit in London, New York, Paris, wherever, and be able to really reach out and touch his estate,
right,
and be able to see the state of that, where the firmware is, what the settings are, and be able to troubleshoot if an issue arises.
Okay, I got it. Scalability, simplicity, management.
Yeah.
I think those are all great. But that's a great segue to what I think you guys just announced downstairs a little while ago, right? So I'm excited that you have a chance to talk to me about a new solution. Pause 1 second on that, because it was only here last year we were talking about another solution you guys brought together, the Panacast 40 VBS. How's that doing, and how we're doing into this new, literally bigger solution?
Yeah. Panacast 40 VBS, I mean, we're delighted with it. It's a solution for the, as you know, the huddle and small rooms, ideally 2 to 6 people. It's beating budget internally. That makes my finance guys very happy. But more importantly, it's making customers happy and delighted in terms of it's become the global standard for a lot of our accounts as we're seeing this big migration, especially from Windows-based systems into Android-based systems.
You know,
in-depth choice is proving very good, which will come on to a little bit more later.
Okay, great. So 40 VBS is doing fantastic. But then tell me, again, you are going bigger, literally. What do you want to share?
Yeah, so today we were delighted to announce our large room solution. And you'll keep hearing this number. That's become a bit of a buzzword. I stumbled it out once, and the company's really taken it. So we want to look after 2 people to 22 people.
Wow, that's a big broad set.
Because I think it's important to put guardrails around what you do. We've got some great competitors here who get into complex rooms, 40s, 50s, 60s, auditoriums.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going there yet. It's 2 people to 22 people.
Right.
So it's a huddle room to what we would class as a large meeting room. And today we've announced the room kit and the room kit multi, which has got constituent parts to it. But that will allow us to definitely go from, say, the 10 to 22 people in different stages with that scalable concept we were talking about before.
Okay, and then core to this, though, is an update. It's the Panacast 55 VBS. Tell me about this video bar.
Yeah, so we took our Panacast 50 VBS, which was really designed for the medium room, and we wanted to make that scalable and modular.
Okay.
So we had to do a minor bit of surgery to it to give it some extra horsepower. horsepower and some more connectivity in the back.
Right.
Same footprint, same great features, but now you can really add on to it. So that is your core for your medium room.
Okay.
So if you've, say, got a 6 to 12 person room, you'd deploy the Panacast 55.
Okay.
If you are now getting into, say, 14 to 16 people,
yeah,
you would add the Panacast speaker mic.
Okay.
This is a very powerful speaker microphone that works in harmony with the Panacast 55 at the front of the room.
Right.
Okay, I mean, we've got that heritage
of
the speaks that, you know, we kind of created in the market. So this one's specifically designed to work in conjunction with the bar.
Okay, so we've covered this mid-range for 8 to 14 between with the Panacast 55 VBS and the speaker mic. But now tell me how you're going to go to these larger elements.
Yeah, so I think at that point, you know, when you start to get to 12, 14, the optics in the Panacast 55 will tap out.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming a little strained to see clearly, so we needed to get the video further into the room as well. And that's where we're delighted to have entered into a partnership with Hudley.
Oh.
Their crew system. Why reinvent the wheel? We get on great with the guys at Hudley. I've just been with Vagar now. Scandinavian companies, Scandinavian values, great design, all of the above. So it made perfect sense. So what you can do is you can either add a single L1 camera.
Okay.
Or three crew camera systems. So that's three of those L1s.
Wow.
Up to five, and you're really getting excellent video coverage into the room.
So you just checked one of those boxes we talked about before. This is the scalability story, starting with the 40 VBS and then moving all the way through to the 55 VBS, plus then the Panacast room kits, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's it. It makes the customer journey so much simpler.
Right.
They know small room, 2 to 6 people, Panacast 40 VBS. Medium room, 6 to 8 people, 10 people.
Sure.
You're talking a Panacast 50. A little bit extra audio, add the speaker mic. A little bit extra on the video side, add the cameras.
Well, then talk to me about the simplicity story within this portfolio now.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is a lot of these large room solutions, no matter how much people say it's not, they are complex.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got to zones of interest program where cameras are going. This is truly plug and play.
Oh, really?
So all the cameras are over category cable. The speaker mic is over category cable.
Oh.
So low cabling costs. Every installer will have those on their truck and you're up and running. The cameras are interdependent on each other. So one drops off, another one will pick up. It's all super straightforward.
That's fantastic. This is the PoE story that they have, right?
Mm.
Now, it also plays into the MDEP story as well, too, that you've already been a partner for a very long time.
Yeah. MDEP's been a real win for us.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like those guys are gaining more and more momentum. A lot of our OEM partners in the industry are moving to MDEP as well. But what was exciting, I think, that the Jabra story with MDEP was very appealing to the guys at Hudley as well.
Okay.
Because we know they've got a few partnerships in the market on Zoom or Teams Rooms on Windows, but this is the first time they're getting into the Android space.
That is
especially
great.
With the MDEP backup.
That is fantastic. I love the fact that. And this also works for those other ecosystems as well, too, right? Not just Microsoft, right?
Also works with Zoom. And, you know, we've certainly got plans to add other partners into the ecosystem as well moving forward.
Okay, fantastic. You got a lot going on here. But I have to tell you, this is not even the tip of the iceberg here.
Yeah.
In the last 6 months, your company has just launched the Jabra Schedule, for example.
Yeah.
And then one thing that I'm really excited to see in person is the Evolve 3 headsets.
Yeah. So Scheduler is another good success story for us, starting to own more parts of the room, what's outside the room. It's a great segue into the video story. But it's also very comfortable for our heritage headset sellers who are maybe not as comfortable selling video to start to get their foot into the video story as well. But yeah, the Evolve 3 are our brothers in arms over on the headset business unit.
Yeah.
What a great new product. That's just launched. Boomless, really kind of consumer look and feel.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to be on a plane yesterday with Starlink on it.
Oh, really?
So I thought I'd have a go with a Teams meeting. Might have annoyed the whole plane, but
it was a great meet.
Heard everything. Everyone heard me clearly. So, you know, it really is the ultimate in hybrid tools.
I love this. And you know what you just said also, too? This is a great story for your integration partners as well, too, right? Because now you're talking about Jabra can be a one-stop shop for these medium rooms, small rooms, large rooms, Scheduler as well, too.
Well, I think that comes back to the management play, and we've made some huge changes internally inside the business, really investing heavily in 2026 on our Jabra Plus management platform. We've got a new team involved with some industry expert product managers in there.
Yeah.
And what that allows is stickiness. So not only will the end customers be able to look at the whole fleet, but our channel partners will be able to manage the fleet, add value, all the important things that they need to do. And that's going to be in audio and video. So across the whole portfolio, it'll come into a single platform.
That is fantastic. Okay, you've got a lot here, right?
It's a busy time.
If the audience wants to learn more, if they're here, what should they do?
Yeah, they should always come to Jabra.com,
Yep.
have a look around on the website. reach out to any of the sales team. We've got loads of events going on all the time as well. Yeah. And the good news is when we see each other in summer again, hopefully, we've got more launches during the course of this year, so more products are coming.
All right, so I'm going to make sure that, yeah. that's a date on the calendar now.
That is.
Good. All right, Ollie, I appreciate your time. This is fantastic time. Hey, everyone, this has been another great update direct from the Expo ISE 2026. This is great information you shared. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks for the time.
All right, you guys tune in. We're going to have some more information here. Take care.